Hello out there. This is Eric Johnson, known as Coach EJ, the brand.
And this is Coach Aaron Thigpen, known as the source. Our topic today, the John Gruden story or debacle or incident or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, instead of piling on about, you know, the whole thing, I really want to look at what lessons can our athletes learn from it? And what I mean by that is athletes have to understand the role and the power of social media and its use that, you know, basically your career can be one click away. The end of your career can be one click away.
Absolutely.
And so that's the angle I want to talk about. You know, what I don't agree with any of the things that, you know, John Gruden said or alleged to have said.
Right.
But I think the lessons that we can learn from it, regardless of whatever happens to him in his career, I think is important for us to discuss and shed some light on for today's athletes.
It's a great point, Aaron. And you know, it goes back to me, Aaron, to be honest, is the home, what your parents say to you, what's right, what's wrong. You know that's wrong, don't say that. Think about what you say before you do any action, whether you're writing or you're talking. Think, you have two ears and one mouth, listen more than you speak. Those are lessons from my mother and father, you know. And the other lessons I think about besides those are being a professional. What happened to that?
Yeah.
What happened about being a professional? And that word is so, you know, it's not, doesn't have the meaning anymore that it once led to. That how do you act professional? What do you say? How do you dress? You know, how do you carry yourself? What's your image like? And would you say it to your mother? You know, it goes back to those things, being a professional. And I like all the students, the players, the parents out there, understand what it is to be a professional at what you do. And when you understand that, then carry yourself like a professional and be about it, as they always say, be about being a professional.
Yeah, I mean, we just had this conversation with Shooty Babbitt on his podcast with us. And that was one of the things he talked about was early on, he learned how to be a professional. And right. That helped him to navigate into the big leagues. But that started from what I call home training. And you want to know what I think about home training? Look it up. We've got an article on our website. I think we might have even talked about it in the podcast. But going back to the tools that people are using, i.e. social media, you talked about, hey, think before you click is probably the way
you click. Like that.
And you've got, I mean, yes, it's so easy and so instantaneous. I think we've all got to learn to, especially in those highly emotional right. moments, learn to take a moment, take a breath, step back and be like, hey, you know what? The world doesn't have to know exactly how I'm feeling right at this moment. Because sometimes we all have those feelings or those thoughts that are just, you know, in the heat of the moment, the passion, and you end up saying the wrong thing. I mean, we just had that great fight with Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder.
Right.
And, you know, Tyson went over to congratulate him on a great fight. And the guy didn't, you know, Wilder didn't want nothing to do with him. He goes, hey, I don't respect you. I don't, da 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 da. He wasn't gracious in his loss.
Right.
And, you know, now 4 days later, here comes this, you know, not, it wasn't an apology, but it was like, yeah, you know, basically he's giving Fury his props.
Right.
So I get it. When you're a competitor, those things can bubble up and come out. But you got to understand, nowadays, if there's mics in front of you, if you're a professional athlete, and If you're just a kid out there who's just, you know, lost a tough game, you don't have to rush to your phone to, you know, express yourself all the time. I think the passage of time and allowing yourself the moment to fade away and decompress calls for a lot more calmer, cooler dialogue.
Absolutely. When I was coming along as an athlete, Aaron, and you and I are the same age, and we attest to that, there was print media.
Yeah.
No, there was newspaper reporters.
Built-in delay.
Right. And, you know, off the record, on the record, whatever. But before you answered that question, you stopped and thought about, what am I really saying here?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times as athletes or people that are in positions that can impact things, you know, we need to take a step back, because there was print media and there was reporters on TV stations and the Bobby Bonilla thing, you know, hey, you want to try me, you know, kind of thing that gets blown up, you know, you want to step to me, you know, but you need to really, you know, stop and think, what is being asked of me at this time? And think about what you want to say. How do you want to be represented? And I think that whole thing with John Gruden is all about this that we're talking about. Forget about what he said and all this stuff. And we condone what he says. That's not something we agree with. But our points here, Aaron, is the fact that take a breath. I go right back to Alan Jager. Yeah. Take a breath. Yeah. Take a breath for a second. Reset. You know, think about what are my actions now and where can they lead me down in the future by what I'm saying, and taking that breath and moving forward only does that. And I tell you, you know, these athletes these days, these head coaches, these general managers, presidents of baseball operations or general managers of any sport or head coaches or whatever in any sport, you're under a microscope now, and you need to slow down and really understand the impact that you're going to have on others out there. And people are looking for it.
Yeah, yeah. And again, to go back to just the tools of this, maybe you change your mechanics. In other words, you know, if you're one of those who's quick to temper or quick to maybe say the wrong thing, realize that about yourself, and maybe you don't bring your phone to the game. Maybe you don't have access to your phone, you know, to the game. And say, hey, you know what, Mom, hold on to this and give it to me maybe when we get home, you know, because maybe she can recognize that, hey, you're not in a good place and probably shouldn't be tweeting and texting and, you know, all the other things. So maybe you find some mechanical way to save you from yourself. That might be a solution for some of you.
And another thing, you know, I think that's important. I think when competition is over, you need to have that time or place of reflection.
Yes.
Of what just happened, rather than just emotionally just go crazy. Stop. And have a sense of reflection of the situation that is happening. And as you know, being a baseball person as I am and being a coach of a club team and watching our athletes after the game, I time myself out and say, Coach EJ, stop and watch your players. What are you learning as a coach right now? What are their actions? What are they doing? And you need to be observant of that to figure out what just happened or where their mindset is after a game. And those are some of the tools, you know, is to take time out and to reflect that as a coach. Now, as a coach, I tell all you coaches out there, do that. Don't rush to, this is what happened, this is the problem, or we need to fix that, or
right.
Good job. Slow down, take a deep breath, and take it in so you can be clear-minded when you have your after the game talk,
right?
Or you're approaching an athlete, you need to, you know, stop, reflect, and take your time. Take your time.
Yeah, I like that. You know, maybe we should call it to have a social media timeout.
I like that. I like that a lot, Aaron.
You know, hey, social media timeout for all players for the next 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know, you can't talk about the game until tomorrow or something. You right. know, I think that's a, you know, could be a good team rule. Again, we come from an era where there's just print media. You can't even find video of, you'd be hard pressed to find video of me running, you know? Right. Let alone what I said in some interview.
Right. So,
but today, everything is instantaneous. And even if you don't hear what I've said right away, you can go back up later and find it. And I think people need to understand that. It doesn't just go off into the web ether and disappear. No. Right. At any given point, whether it's 5 days from now, 5 years from now, or 50 years from now, someone can pluck that comment you made, that statement you made in the heat of the moment, or in Gruden's case, those emails you sent, and beat you over the head with them.
You know, and how those things surfaced, you know, I mean, where did this all of a sudden come up? You know, the Raiders are 3-1. All of a sudden, the beginning of the fifth week of the season, this stuff surfaces up now. And you're right.
Oh, EJ, the conspiracy theory. I didn't think about that.
You know, here we go. 3-1, big weekend coming up, Bears, and this stuff surfaces up again. Like, from where? Where did this come from? You know, I mean, it's not like somebody was out there just like, okay, he said something after the game. This just came up on Monday.
Right.
So, you know, you never know, you know, where this stuff comes from. But it's out there. Like you said, it is out there. And we need to take that time to slow down and reflect on what we're doing. I like that social media. Hey, Aaron, that social media timeout. I'm sorry, my friend. I'm using that one. I still have it from you. I'm using that one. I love it, man. I mean, I got guys on the phones going, hey, I just hit a double and we did this. Look at me. And they're doing all that. I'm like, what? I didn't have time. I'm you know, I'm in my car and all of a sudden, dee, dee, dee. You know, I'm like, what? We were just here, weren't we? I follow, you know, I like to follow my players, you know, see what's going on with them.
Right, right.
You know, but that was funny. It's hilarious. But that's true, though. You know, we need to take that social media timeout with that stuff. It's unfortunate. These things happen in sport. And sport is entertainment, Aaron.
Yes.
I don't care what anybody says. Sport's entertainment. And this is entertaining to people that are out there. And you know, I always tell people, act like the captain, you know, and I say the captain, I think about Derek Jeter, the captain, you know, professional, you know, just he was a professional in every way, shape and form out there. And he still is, as being the president and really baseball operations director of the Florida Marlins. That's a big deal. So act like a professional, act like Derek Jeter, the captain, you know. Out there.
Excellent. Excellent. Love the subject. Current event. Hope right. you understood our take on it and its value for our athletes, regardless of all the other salacious stuff that's in there. Great talk. Great.
Yeah, it is. And out there, hey, listeners, remember, hit us up out there. This is Coach EJ, the brand.
And Coach Aaron, the source. We'll see you.